Hey, it's your boy Dave for The Connected One. I'm here for another episode of Campaign Corner Plus, and I'm joined today by Veronica Bart, Senior Communications Manager at Labatt's Breweries of Canada, and Julia Desolais, Senior Director at Veritas Communications. Today, we're going to be talking about a recent Budweiser campaign called This Game is for Us All.
Okay, so Veronica, Julia, how are you both doing today?
Very, very good. It's a little rainy in the city. But otherwise, very, very happy to be here. And thank you so much for including us in this. We're really excited.
So yeah, today wonderful. We're going to talk about... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say wonderful. Happy to be here too.
And today we're going to talk about one of the amazing campaigns, one of Budweiser's amazing campaigns over the last year. This game is for us all.
Yes, nailed it.
Beautiful. So I guess the first thing is, what was the overall goal for this campaign?
Yeah. So, you know, one thing that was made really clear to us that was that unfortunately visibility continues to be an issue for, you know, women in hockey and women in sports in general. So Budweiser has always had the stance that if you can see it, you can be it, which is, you know, something that we really believed for hockey and, you know, is really important for now and future generations. So we became a sponsor of the Professional Women Hockey Players Association, PWHPA, back in 2019, but really wanted an opportunity to sort of deliver on that partnership beyond just kind of, you know, being formal partners and sponsors. And their overarching mission is that they want to create a sustainable professional league for women. So we thought, you know, how can Budweiser use this partnership in our platform and continue to deliver on that mission for us? So that's really what took us to, you know, the inspiration and wanting to have a conversation with Canadians about letting women in hockey take center stage for us.
So can you elaborate a little bit more on why this was important for Budweiser as a brand?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, like we've had a long rooted history in hockey, and we noticed that, you know, women had a phenomenal year in 2021. They took gold at the world stage. It was the 10 year anniversary of women being inducted into, you know, hockey history. There was a time that, you know, it was going to be the eighth woman inducted. And when we looked around, we sort of said, wow, like a lot of hockey's iconography and symbols and logos represent men. And how, you know, going back to that, if you can see it, you can be it. How can you feel like you're included when all the symbols and statues and iconography represent male players? So that was really sort of the genesis of saying like, okay, well, visibility is a huge piece of this. And women get a fraction of, you know, the funding, the visibility, the airtime. And so logos and things like that matter. So how do we, you know, get into that space? So for a little context, if anyone's not familiar with the campaign, we enacted a statue right outside across the street at Front and Yonge of another statue, very well known, one of the most photographed statues in the city of Toronto, of, you know, five male players clamoring over the boards, excited to get on the ice. And we sort of took that as inspiration and enacted a larger than life, similar idea of a female player clamoring over the board to get on that ice. So sort of the inspiration of this wonderful monument that we all love and know really well in this city, but sort of taking our own spin on it and making women at the center of it. So yeah, that's sort of where the idea and genesis of all of this came from.
I love it. Bold. Get right up there. Beautiful. So Julia, from an agency point of view, can you maybe share with us a little bit on how you guys prepare for this particular campaign and initiative?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we're planning for any campaign, the first thing that we do, the first thing is really important to us is to build out an insight and one that we can really root all of our thinking in. That's the starting point. And this campaign really was no different for us. So we started to do some research, and through that research, we found that nearly half of all registered Canadian hockey players are women. Think about that number. That's wow. Really significant. But when you look at representation in the game, that reality, the reality of that statistic is just not present. So, you know, unfortunately, hockey is still very much a man's game. I think we see the proof of that quite often. We see the proof of that visually in logos, we see it in, you know, symbols, we see it in the unequal weight of broadcasting games, and certainly we see it in the financial backing of the sport as well. So this insight, it really grounded us. It was the jumping off point, I think, for us to begin ideating much more about how Budweiser could put a stake in the ground and, you know, help drive conversation. We wanted to drive conversation around the disparity of women's hockey and this lack of inclusivity, the lack of visibility that that we saw in our research. It presented an incredible opportunity for us and overall for this idea in general.
Now, Veronica, I can almost hear the passion in your voice. It almost sounds like you've been someone who's laced up a pair of skates yourself in the past.
Oh, well, hockey might be the one sport I didn't touch. I'm a terrible skater. Stopping was always my problem. But, you know, I played a lot of basketball, volleyball, other sports. And so, you know, it was a conversation time where, you know, the NBA, WNBA was talking about their, you know, representation. Drake was calling for, you know, a Toronto Women's League. We were watching the women's soccer team dominate. So, you know, it was, while I don't have the personal connection of playing hockey, you know, it was a conversation in all sports. And as a sports fan and somebody, you know, if you think about Budweiser and what we stand for as a brand overarchingly, like, we're all about bringing buds, friends together for game time. And, you know, we realized that a lot of our efforts and a lot of our focus was bringing friends and buds together for male game time. So it was a really exciting opportunity and something I truly was very passionate about, to say, like, wow, if we're going to flip the script and do a little introspective look into ourselves as a brand and say, wait, we need to change something here. We need to, you know, if we're going to talk about it, we have to put our money where our mouth is and actually change inside and say, like, we have to show representation for women's sport as well. You know, that was a really exciting and passionate project to get to work on, and something that, you know, was really, again, from the top down, was a very easy sell at Labatt and with the Budweiser team to start making more of an effort this way.
And how was this campaign executed? Can you know, either one of you walk us through the sort of process from idea to execution?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'll give it a start. And Julia, feel free to fill in some gaps. But, you know, it really was an idea that started back in 2019. And to give full credit to the Veritas team, it was a PR-led idea, which doesn't really happen that often in our world. And, you know, it came from, again, the Budweiser team saying, like, we're open to bold thinking, new ideas, creative out of the box, like, sell us a winning idea and sell us an idea we can get passionate about and speak to. And so full kudos to the Veritas team. But, you know, again, an idea that was sold through in 2019 and didn't have the right moment to strike and say, this is the time that feels right to bring it to life. So fast forward through COVID and a, you know, couple wild years. And again, I know I sort of mentioned this, we saw again that women were having a moment. Women in sport were taking the stage in basketball, in soccer, and in hockey specifically. And knowing that the 10-year anniversary of the, you know, first woman being inducted was coming up, we were having an 8th inductee into, you know, hockey history. And we said, this is the moment. This is the time where we need to start the conversation and make people aware. So there was really three main kind of points of execution to bring this campaign to life. It was placement, timing, and amplification. So placement was crucial. We needed to be at that corner of Young and Front, where the, you know, kind of inspiration statue exists. The building that it is in front of was important to us. And so all of that was really, really essential. So I will give, you know, full kudos to our XM partners on that too, and helping us secure the space. Salt was phenomenal in that. So the placement of it was kind of numero uno, and a lot of, you know, integrated marketing efforts to make sure we got where we needed to be. Timing was really important. You know, the conversation around sport and women's hockey was going to be happening on that November 8th to 15th week when these players were getting inducted into, you know, hockey history. So we knew we needed to be in and around that timing where the conversation was already going to be happening and inserting ourselves, whether people liked it or not. So again, the timing was really imperative to make sure, you know, and again, a good PR people know you can't go right when the news is happening. You got to go slightly before that. So we really had to make sure that we were first out the gate, which we were, which again, amazing by the team. And then amplification. So, you know, again, we created the physical statue, but we had a insanely robust national media relations campaign. We leveraged a couple PWHPA players who acted as our spokespeople. So again, we knew this wasn't Budweiser's story to tell. We were the microphone, but we really wanted to give the story to the players and the women themselves and let them champion sort of what they wanted to say. And obviously being Canadian, we had to make sure we had English and French spokespeople. So, you know, good moments there. We had a lot of organic social planned, not just for our brand channels, but we armed the PWHPA players and channels with messaging assets, making their world so easy as a way so they could continue to, you know, bring the campaign message to life and, you know, tweak as they see fit, but really make sure they had every tool in their toolbox to help support and make this as much noise as humanly possible. We had out of home projected on another corner of that Front and Yonge intersection. Wow. So again, we physically couldn't be ignored as everybody was sort of all eyes are on that location. And then what's really, you know, something cool and added as a bit of a sustain, Budweiser has a red light. And so for the first time ever, we made PWHPA branded red lights focused, you know, for the women's hockey. And we synced them up to go off for some of the women's games. So again, kind of continuing to deliver on exactly what we said to do, that we didn't want it to just be a flash in the pan, and we wanted to keep the conversation going long, long beyond just the 1 week sort of launch moment.
Yeah, I think an important note to add to that too, of it definitely was a dance of all of these things, sort of making sure they're all coming together. We're timing things perfectly. There's a perfect location for all of these things. But on that note of timing, it was an amazing moment for women in hockey. There was a lot happening around that time. So we timed the execution that way because we knew, of course, that media would have their ear to the ground. But we also needed to be very careful because the last thing that we wanted to do was take away from that moment for the women that we were trying to, you know, put a spotlight on in the game that we were trying to put a spotlight on. So timing really was imperative just to make sure that we weren't overlapping directly with that news. We weren't taking the light away and shining it, you know, over here when really they deserved all of the celebration that they were getting in that moment. So doing so in a way that allowed that celebration to happen, but also timed it in a way that we also brought to life this really important narrative was critical to us and definitely was a big part in making sure that we're not stepping on toes and not overshadowing in a way that would sort of take away everything that we were trying to achieve with this program.
So we've talked about the campaign brief. We talked about the campaign launch and the execution. You know, now looking back at what you've successfully accomplished, were there any key learnings that you could share, Julia, you know, from the agency perspective?
Yes, absolutely. I think the biggest learning for us, for Veritas on this program really was patience. You know, we've talked about how this program started in 2019. We started thinking about it, coming up with ways to bring it to light. And it didn't happen until years later. So, you know, we always felt like there was this one critical ingredient that was missing and one that kept us and the Budweiser team, of course, from moving forward on executing this idea. So once everything kind of started falling into place, you know, with conversation around women's inequality in the game, there was an incredible gold win for the Canadian women's team. There was the induction celebration weekend. All of these things sort of came together for this perfect moment. And we understood that we had a small window of opportunity and now was the time. And honestly, it was so worth the wait. I think that this campaign was just an incredible reminder that timing really is everything. We created this unignorable message physically during a very significant moment for hockey. And it allowed our message to break through and be heard across the country. So we're very, very proud of that.
And then Veronica, what from the brand standpoint, you know, were there any key learnings for Labatt?
I think for us and for Budweiser, but honestly, Labatt at large and Budweiser just got to take sort of the lead role in this, was that brands and sponsors play a huge role in helping builds a future for sport and for activations. We have a lot of power, and what we do and how we say it and where we choose to put our dollars and the things that we choose to get behind really matters. And so it was a good sort of introspective look for us to be reminded that, you know, we can spark a really positive reaction and be a leader when we want to. And I know I sort of mentioned this before, but it was a good learning to, we've been on the process here of a DE&I journey, and it was a good look to sort of say internally, like, how can we enact change for our brands in a way that's really meaningful? And what was really exciting was that this PWHPA launch and for The Game Is For Us All was sort of a 1-2 punch. We started with this in November, but we followed really quickly with another initiative in January 2022 with our partnership with the Hockey Diversity Alliance around, you know, racism in the sport of hockey. And that campaign was called Tape Out Hate. So I think we got a lot of learnings from this first one in the way that we talked about it and timing and messaging. And it was really amazing for Budweiser to get to do 2 really impactful campaigns back to back all around the sport of hockey and making sure that there's inclusivity. And if you can see it, you can be it.
Now, you're absolutely right. It's really exciting to see the power that a brand like Budweiser and overall the Labatt family of brands brings to hockey, brings to consumers across the country and essentially the world. You know, as you look back at the conversation and the amplification of the conversation, did you notice there was any change into women's perceptions of the brand and or hockey, or were they even more engaged on social?
I would say it's not even just women. I was really impressed with the fan base and the reaction we heard from not just hockey fans, but Canadians at large. It was insanely positive on our social channels. I think it was even so positive from the way that media showed up and turned out and the way they chose to cover this and really create that spotlight that we wanted to for women and the players. So, you know, it was a moment of pride and pride for not just the work we all did as a team and that, you know, Julia really led amazingly from the Veritas side, but it was pride for the Canadians that wanted to get involved in the conversation and wanted to also champion it and wanted to purchase the PWHPA red lights and wanted to know what time the games were at and watch and tune in and get excited and think about women in the sport in a really different way. So yeah, no, it was exceptionally well received, which was wonderful.
I agree. The conversation online was really, really uplifting. I think, you know, creating a campaign like this, you hope for the best. And I think that just this, the results really were over and above for us. The comments were amazing. We had a ton of consumers who were asking, is this statue going to be a permanent placement? And if not, how can we make it be that way? Which was not, you know, our objective to begin with, but it was just so nice to see that it really did make that impact. And, you know, a Toronto activation is very difficult to get national recognition. This spanned the entire country. We were getting coverage from all over Canada, and, you know, consumers were talking about this from all over Canada. It wasn't just Toronto people talking about a Toronto thing. It really did span the provinces. So I thought that was really amazing to see.
And I do think that really leans again to just, you know, timing really being one of the best things we could have done. And from a campaign, you know, results perspective, I think we set out with the objective of 30 million media impressions. We had over 93 million earned media impressions. We had every
wow.
Yeah, we had every Toronto-based broadcast down with a camera. You know, it just blew the expectations of what we thought this was going to do and the conversation we thought it was going to generate absolutely out of the water. So yes, huge, huge kudos to everyone involved.
So the obvious question then, will it become a permanent thing as part of Toronto history and culture? Will we see this? Will the statue be there forever now?
Unfortunately, no, due to permits. And it was placed, you know, we were very lucky and worked closely with the city and partners in the area to let us have placement there for the week. But I do know the statue still exists. So not to say it will come back, but it does still exist. So there's potential.
Yeah, I mean,
Never say no.
While the statue may not be permanent, we certainly hope that the conversation that was sparked as a result of this campaign continues to grow and continues to, you know, have a bit of a fire lit around it. I think that was the goal for us, and we're hopeful that that will continue to shine through.
So we've talked a lot about the campaign, which again, I mean, the impressions are just amazing, but what about the results from the business aspect? You know, when you talk to the business lines, you know, what, any feedback from them in terms of how the campaign performed?
You know, I think it was a real sense of pride. Like I mentioned, we've been on this DE&I journey. And one of the things that we had to kind of acknowledge within ourselves is that we're not perfect. We had gaps in areas that we needed to change. And this was kind of one of the first big outward campaigns. We do a lot of work with, you know, charities and internal events at Labatt, but this was something that was very outward and it was really well received. Like I think, you know, just anecdotally, a lot of people were like, wow, I wouldn't have expected this from Budweiser. And that certainly carried through with the Hockey Diversity Alliance, Take Out Hate. It was like, wow, you're changing my perception of what I thought this brand was about. And Budweiser and Labatt was really proud to say, yeah, this is who we want to be. This is the type of brand we want to be known for. Because at the end of the day, it's all about getting buds together for game time. And that means everybody being part of that buds crew. And if you're not, then, you know, then you're not.
I love it. So my final question, was there anything that you heard from consumers, whether it be online, offline, that really surprised you, really just gave you that complete moment of pride?
I think Julia already touched on that. Like calling for the statue to be permanent was something that we totally didn't expect. And just the amplification of people then wanting to know what times the games were and you know, purchasing the PWHPA branded red lights. Like we're really, really proud of the way that this had such a groundswell with Canadians at large. And so, you know, I think radio silence from Canadians would have been worst case scenario. And this was the exact opposite of that. So, you know, we really look forward to hopefully finding another moment in the near future to continue to support the PWHPA and support their mission of equal representation in a, you know, successful women's hockey league. So, you know, we'll stay tuned for more. Can't promise anything, any timelines, but we are still exceptionally proud members of the PWHPA and look forward to, you know, hopefully more exciting moments and conversation starters in the future.
Love it. There you go. Great conversation talking about this game is for all of us with Veronica Bart, Senior Communications Manager at Labatt, and Julia Desolay, Senior Director at Veritas Communications. Ladies, thank you for your time. We will talk to you very soon.
Thank you.
And a pleasure, Dave. Thank you.